There's a church growth movement in the Muslim world. A children's hospital ministry in Kenya sees growth. And a Christian orphan agency launches a new foster care program in Peru. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The 21st century could see more conversions to Christianity than ever before. That's what the president of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, Jerry Rankin, believes. But the increase has brought with it more persecution of Christians. Rankin says the terrorist activity by radical Islam
has just revealed the true nature. And our people would testify that there are a lot of Muslims that have a genuine search for truth that gives them hope and security, and they're not finding this in their Islamic traditions.
They're finding it in Christ. Rankin says terrorism and government restrictions aren't the biggest challenges facing their work, however.
The biggest challenge is the apathy and lethargy in our churches that are self-centered or ingrown, that don't have the vision for their role in missions, and just stirring them out of their apathy to mobilize them.
Next, the economy in Spain has been one of the fastest growing in the European Union in recent years. Still, one-fifth of the population is considered poor. Missionaries Chris and Anita Anderson with Greater Europe Mission are reaching out to them through Mission Urbana in Valencia. Anita says their outreach is diverse.
A lot of Muslims come up from North Africa, Eastern Europeans, Western Europeans, and South Americans, all looking for a better way of life. But because we can't speak to some of them, we can give them gospel tracts so they can take them with them and read the message about God's love.
They need funding for food, clothing, and a new building. Anita says the ministry is quickly becoming a place for recruiting church members.
When they come to know Christ, we plug them into one of those 10 churches that support Mission Urbana, so they can be discipled and grow in their faith.
Go to our website if you'd like to contribute. You're listening to Mission Network News. Kajabi, Kenya is home to the AIC Cure International Children's Hospital. Cure's Christine Katomi says they're an orthopedic pediatrics teaching hospital for physically disabled children. As such, they send out mobile clinic teams to identify kids who need help.
We are having several mobile clinics, of which we visit the remote areas. And we get a team of about 12 people, doctors, the PTs, the spiritual team, because we normally say we do 50-50 ministry.
But ministry doesn't stop when the clinic moves on. Katomi says discipleship is a normal part of the process, much like medical follow-up.
We normally spend 6 weeks and then we go back to the same place. After these people have been doing follow-up to see how far the patient is taking along and even the new believers, whether they are still getting along with the Christian life.
And Buckner Children and Family Services Director of Latin American Programs, Leslie Chase, says they have a unique opportunity to help shape legislative policy in Peru.
They have asked us if we will partner with them and do a pilot foster care program. And then they've also asked us to meet with Congress as well to help modify and consult about some changes in the wording of the legislation concerning their foster care program. So they're asking Buckner's expertise in child care to come in and help them.
Chase says they're being asked to implement the program by placing the first 10 children to be fostered. It's the beginning of a ministry season.
The amazing thing is that they're allowing us to help them identify the parents. And so they are all for us finding Christian families for the kids. So by finding them, the kids are going to be able to have that continual care, spiritual care in their lives with families that will be able to show them the love of Christ in their hearts and lives, and taking them to church. But that is one of the things that is one of our criteria, is that we want to make sure that we do find Christian families for these kids.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is your last chance to get a free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for persecuted believers around the world. You can get Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.